In July of this year, a freight train carrying oil derailed in the middle of the town of Lac-Mégantic, Quebec. 47 people were killed in the resulting explosions, and 5.7 million liters of oil were spilled. There are concerns that a similar accident could happen on other freight lines, including here in Manitoba. Omnitrax Canada has recently announced its plans to ship 3.3 million barrels of crude oil per year by rail from the Paw to the Port of Churchill, then on to tanker ships in Hudson's Bay. To speak about the concerns, I'm joined in the studio by Eric Redder, the Manitoba Director of the Wilderness Committee. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks for having me in.
I wanted to start by talking about the safety of the Hudson Bay rail line. The eastern line is about 1,300 kilometers between the Paw and Churchill. How likely is a derailment on this line?
With the Northern Railway, especially the bit between the Paw and Thompson and then up to Churchill, is a bit of a roller coaster. Anybody who's familiar with the line knows that it bobs and weaves and the track changes on a regular basis because of the soft, unstable ground it's traversing. So even when they're not shipping dangerous substances, when they're shipping people and when they're shipping grain, they have a derailment on this track almost every 2 years. And the speeds that they're going on this track are so slow already, they've been given instructions by, because the track is in such bad shape. So as soon as we switch over to shipping oil on this, we're definitely courting a disaster.
I know in 2007, the federal and provincial governments and Omnitrax did promise to spend money to improve the tracks. Have you heard of anything about further improvements, given that derailments are continuing with this new plan to ship oil?
Yeah, they decided they were going to spend $60 million. That's not going to be completed until 2018, and they said they already wanted to start shipping oil as early as this fall. Now, there's no way that even spending that money is going to get around the fact that the track runs through swampland. So it's just not the same as running a train anywhere else where we have bedrock, solid surfaces. This track is always going to be going to be at risk because of the shifting rails. And if you look at the photographs that people take of these tracks while they're riding the train and see how much they're going up and down and sideways and things like that, this is a really dangerous rail to be shipping oil on.
The rail line goes through many northern Manitoba towns, including Cranberry Portage, Woboden, Thompson, and Gillam. Have people in these communities been consulted about the plan to ship oil, and have they heard their safety concerns? Have they been able to make those heard?
There were some open houses that were hosted by Omnitrax in a couple of communities. Since the Wilderness Committee became aware of this and knowing the rail, we looked at this and we said this is just a bad idea, shipping oil through Churchill. And once we raised the objections in public to this, immediately people started reaching out to us, and they started reaching out from these small communities up north, saying that, you know, we're opposed to this. How can we help? What can we do to stop this? And so when Omnitrax was hosting their open houses, I'm told that they indicated to people that they'd already had the permits and the things that they needed to start this plan. People are feeling a bit of a loss as to what to do, but we have to keep raising awareness of this issue. And I guess this is a really bad plan to try and ship oil on this dangerous track.
There are very serious risks to human life, but there are also risks to the natural environment from oil shipments, like was seen in Quebec with 5.7 million liters of oil spilled. Can you talk about a spill of this size would affect the ecology of this region?
Yeah, one of the things about Churchill is that when the province, the government, even Canadians, when we talk about one of the great things that we have, we talk about polar bears in Churchill. We hold Churchill up to the world as this wonderful destination, swimming with beluga whales in the river. So Churchill is already a sustainable tourism town. I mean, it's not perfect, but it definitely is a good way of looking after nature and, you know, really drawing people in and building an economy on that. So that's a great thing that Churchill is right now. Now, to start moving oil through there is going to be putting these things at risk. Now, the land up north is far more fragile than it is down south. And there's a figure, I think only 10% of the oil that's spilled into water is ever recoverable. And so all of the rivers and all of the wetlands and lakes that this railway crosses, we're putting all of that at risk. And then the end result, of course, we're getting to Hudson Bay, and we're going to be putting Hudson Bay at risk because of oil.
Following the Lac-Mégantic tragedy, citizens groups, environmentalists, and even Canadian premiers asked for better federal regulation around oil transport, including a tracking system and higher insurance companies requirements for rail companies. Do you think better regulation would be enough to make it safe to ship oil on this line?
On this line, I would say no. There's just no way to get around it. They have derailments on a regular basis. It's an ongoing issue, and this is just the nature of that particular rail line. It's not going to be a reliable, safe mechanism. So we really need to be getting away from building extra fossil fuel infrastructure, and that's what we would be doing by expanding oil traffic through Churchill. What we need to do is look at other means of using Churchill if that's the plan for those rails, but oil is not the thing to continue to send up north.
Has Omnitrax been forthcoming in terms of addressing the safety concerns that you have or the people in the area would have around derailments and how it plans to ship oil on a dangerous line?
Well, they have been saying that, you know, we're going to have a very safe procedure and we'll have proper spill response and all of these things. I don't think any CEO of an oil shipping company can ever say that we will not have a spill. That's just an impossibility. It's going to happen. So it's not if we're going to spill oil and to damage fragile Arctic ecosystems and northern ecosystem, it's when it's going to happen. And that's simply most Manitobans, most Canadians, this isn't the kind of thing that we want to see happen, and we don't want to put Churchill in that sensitive area at risk.
One of the challenges for people who are opposed to this and are concerned is the very close link between elected representatives, other public officials, and the companies that are doing that. I know Merv Tweed, the former Conservative MP from Manitoba, is now the president of Omnitrax Canada, and the president of this university, Lloyd Axworthy, is the chair of the Churchill Gateway Development Corporation, a partnership with Omnitrax. Can you talk about how citizens who have different interests from these corporations, how you would encourage them to participate in this discussion and make their voices heard?
Yeah, you know, the fact that Merv Tweed stepped down and 1 hour later was announced as the chair of this company, I mean, that the optics of that looks terrible. Of course, I don't have any information on how all of that works. And from what I read, that this is all legal in Canada. It doesn't seem right, so it doesn't, as they say, pass the smell test, but it is legal. But the thing that we have to do, the only thing that we, you know, have to continue to do is that we continue to have to contact our elected officials, and lots of elected officials, whether it's the opposition, whether it's the governing party, and whether it's federally, your local MP, your local MLA, all of these people need to hear, and they need to hear on a regular basis, not simply click on a survey online and send your email in, but really send them a letter saying, look, I'm concerned about what this could do to polar bear habitat. I'm concerned what this would do for the Churchill River or the Nelson River or any other waterways that this rail will cross. That's still the strongest thing that we can do individually. We'll be hosting town hall meetings in Winnipeg and Thompson and Churchill. We've been asked to host several other ones in smaller communities along this route as well. So we're trying to plan those out and make that work. Attending those, making sure that, you know, when people come out to a town hall, it's not, you know, 50 or 25 people showing up, but, you know, there's 200 people at a meeting and they're really voicing their opinions. That's the way that we can, as, you know, average citizens, that we can make our voices heard.
Well, thank you, Eric, for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
I've been speaking with Eric Redder of the Wilderness Committee's Manitoba's office, and you can find out more on the campaign on their website, which is wildernesscommittee.org. And you're listening to Mud and Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.